Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Always good with his time. Of course, your host on MSG for Buffalo Sabres hockey. Let's spend a few minutes with Brian Duff in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Duffer, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Brian, appreciate your time today. I know it's been busy going from coast to coast there, from Vancouver back to Buffalo. And for these first-round picks here, Dylan Cousins, Ryan Johnson introduced today in Buffalo. I guess let's start with Cousins. What an interesting background here, Brian. I'm looking forward to the piece on Sabres.com where actually you are going to go up to the Yukon territory. I'm sure you're going to be chosen to go show his background. But seriously, what are your initial impressions of the Sabres' number 7 overall pick?
Oh, he's pretty, you know, down to earth, as you would expect when you come from that far north, and really isolated, obviously, from so much of what we're used to. Just when it comes to, you know, the amount of hockey that one can indulge in, you know, as a young player, I mean, we live in markets where, you know, the travel hockey takes you to so many places, but I mean, when you're in Whitehorse, Yukon, you have to make the decision, as Cousins did at a very young age, to leave family at 14 and get to a province that is more of a hotbed, and that was British Columbia for him. And obviously the rest is history as far as him being able to carve out a path in the Western Hockey League to the level at which he was drafted on the weekend. So he's a terrific kid. Fishing is his, you know, second love. He had a huge catch with his dad right before the draft, which he felt was a good omen, and he seems like a kid that is still, all these hours later, genuinely excited about where he has landed.
Brian Duff, Sabres host on MSG, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We've seen the Sabres in the past keep players past that 9-game limit, not send them down to the juniors. What's your sense of how the Sabres are going to bring Cousins along? Is it a long shot? Is it a long shot too strong a word to describe the chances of him making the opening night roster, Duffer?
I'll give you three more. Way too early.
Yeah.
There are so many dominoes to fall, right? As far as free agency, potential trades, things like that. If it was unchanged from where it is now, which would be virtually impossible, then I would say it's not a long shot. I would say that the kid has every opportunity to show what he can do, and then that would warrant, who knows, a longer stay. His versatility would be key in that regard as a center and winger. I don't bet against these kids. They're incredibly well prepared. He obviously needs to add strength, but I think we've seen kids not fully developed, certainly, still be able to jump in. And let's be real, Jack Hughes with the Devils, for as skilled as he is incredibly diminutive, and will need to pack the muscle on as well. But when skill and determination win out, the opportunity can last a lot longer than some would think. So I'm excited, not so much to see him on the ice for the first time in Sabre colors this week at development camp, but more so in the fall when you get into the prospect challenge, which precedes the main camp.
Brian Duff is your Sabres host on MSG, joining us here in the sports bar. I guess probably where that question might have been going, Brian, is that the door isn't shut here. For as much as Jason Botterill, and we kind of joke here on our show how many times he says the word development, I would think that they would send him back to juniors, but it sounds like they're going to give him every opportunity if he makes the most of it in these upcoming camps.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, he is definitely leaning towards, the likelihood of him going back to junior. But again, I feel like every year we go to the draft and every general manager, almost from a script, says that it would appear that three or four of these kids are going to be able to step in and play in the NHL this year. And then there's always like one or two or three outliers that may get the nine, might last a little longer than that. I think the point is you can never know. And if we continue to be impressed, if not almost amazed, at how mature these kids are nowadays, I mean, how many years into that are we, you know, talking about how every year they get more mature, more ready? To me, then that speaks to the fact that that number of guys that could surprise and ultimately carve out a full first year when some would have deemed it unexpected, I have to assume that number is going to keep rising as years go on here, because it's a skill-driven league. And if you have youth and skill that you can bring in right away, why waste a year when somebody might be able to give you something really good at age 18, 19?
Brian Duff, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester. We know where Ryan Johnson's going to be next year. He'll be playing for the Golden Gophers, University of Minnesota. Was this a case at 31 with the Sabres where they did take the best player available on the board, Brian?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, subject to everybody else's list. It's obviously on their list. He was the guy that they had ranked. He was going to be a tweener on most rankings as far as late first, somewhere in the first half of the second round. I think that, again, there's, you know, they did not go D heavy by any stretch this year after taking five of six defensemen in the 2018 draft. Mm-hmm. They went opposite this year. So Johnson, to that end, gives them another one of these projects that it is clearly longer term, but molded similarly to an awful lot of what we've been seeing brought into the organization, some of which still remains on the prospect pipeline, some of which you saw in Rochester, like a Lawrence Pilot, although undrafted, but you get the idea of the type of player. Johnson, to me, is most interesting just, you know, and it's cliche, certainly, when it comes to bloodlines. You know, Craig was a guy that was taken in a similar position back in the day. That's Ryan's father, of course. It managed to carve out more than a 500-game NHL career, the bulk of it with the Los Angeles Kings. Terrific skater was Craig Johnson, 1994 Olympian for the U.S. as well. But I think the sense that I got from, you know, the GM was that what he liked about the Bloodlines aspect was that Craig's never stayed away from the game. He's been involved in it and continues to be so as a player development coach with the LA Kings right now. So if anything, it's more about the constant and up-to-date wisdom that a father can share with his son to help him along. And that's what Botterill and company seem to love with the Johnson story.
Duffer, I wanted to just ask about one more draft pick, because I know that when the Sabres selected a goaltender in round three, Sabres Twitter, you know, a little bit of an uproar. I don't understand the uproar. I don't really understand. I don't know that you can't have too many
either.
Goaltenders. Eric Portillo, well, it wouldn't be a Sabres draft without getting some Swedes in there as well. What do we know about him? As we know, he's a Michigan, University of Michigan commit, correct?
Yeah, I think a year out. I think there's another year in the USHL for him before he lands at Michigan. Don't hold me to that, but regardless, obviously, he fits the profile of some of the recent European draft picks, and that is take a big European netminder, and Buffalo found one in Portillo. Obviously, there was a connection as well with Rasmus Dahlin and Botterill, of course, University of Michigan guy. They felt like they had an awful lot of research delivered to them, if not sought out by them on their own. So I felt like it was something they had to do. Obviously, Luukkonen is on the right path after a terrific OHL season, an award-winning one at that. Obviously needs to recover now from the off-season hip procedure. And, you know, there'll be a delay to the start of his season, presumably. But I'm with you. I mean, you've got Ullmark up at the big club level right now, Luukkonen, and, you know, Johansson, to his credit, has integrated himself into the North American game. He, too, is coming off a little procedure that derailed his end of the season, but he'll be ready to go come fall. I don't feel you can ever have too many in the pipeline, especially when, you know, you're not drafting directly out of the Canadian Hockey League and expecting them to make that jump right away. These are all pretty much extended learning curves, I think, for a lot of them. So the timing works well organizationally, I believe.
Brian Duff, your host for Sabres Hockey on MSG, joining us here. Brian, it's a fun time of year for fans. Speculation, will Ristolainen align and get traded? What might happen? And I know where you sit, speculation, it sometimes is difficult, but I'd be silly if I didn't ask for your insight here, as we're a week out away from free agency and possible trades. Do you have any sense of what may or may not happen with the Sabres in terms of shaping this roster over the next week and a half?
Well, I can't give you anything with certainty as far as to the level at which they'll be involved in free agency. Again, those are it's kind of the ongoing domino effect game at this time of year, when you can be in talks and then something goes a different way, and that might not necessarily be your doing, but what another team is doing, and it's all about your level of involvement and activity and ongoing conversations. I think the minimum, there's something for free agency, at forward and or D, just to help round out the existing group. Can they make a big splash? I think there will be something to that effect. I mean, it's just whether it's by a trade or by a free agency, the team is set up reasonably well to do that right now. And the need is certainly there. But you also live and learn from past moves. And there have been some eyebrow raised moves already around the league. And I'm sure many look at the Skinner deal and Buffalo is one of those two. So I think anything is
going on. Uh-oh, Brian, yeah.
Also not the law here.
Brian, we have you fading in and out a little bit out of your cell reception there. We're battling through it. I always find it funny that it's when we start talking about the questions where we start speculating. Where that's not Duffer's fault. Are you still there, Brian? Do we have you? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Okay,
I got you.
Good. We're sorry about that. We got you fading in and out a little bit of coverage there. I just want to make sure that that we can hear what you're saying, clearly for our audience. And it'll basically, you're essentially saying, like, it's hard to speculate what they will or won't do. Specifically, when we talk about Rasmus Ristolainen, and you've watched him from the moment he came into this league, I'm curious as to what kind of a player you see in Rasmus Ristolainen, and is he the product of a bad roster around him? Is there an argument to be made for him getting a chance with a new head coach, somebody that might be able to increase his hockey IQ and pair him with somebody that could increase his level of play? Your overall thoughts on Rasmus Ristolainen? He certainly seems like the fan favorite right now, is the guy that the Buffalo Sabres should ship out no matter what.
Well, I think there's two reasons that fans might think that way. A, they're sour on his results over the past handful of years, and or B, they look at the roster and recognize there aren't trade chips that are likely in play that could warrant the return that people are craving. So I would say first that I'm sympathetic to the fact that Ristolainen's had to endure the number of losses that he's had to endure, which is more than anybody on the roster right now. I think part of his play is byproduct of teams that have not had success. So I'm not at the front of the line to try to remove him from the roster. However, I also know that I can't be in the GM's head here as far as what he knows league-wide about what he could get possibly in return. I look at him as a guy that if the management is really, really, really focused on adding a top six, top nine forward, whatever you want to call it, then you have to look at what you're willing to give up in return. So therefore, Ristolainen's name obviously will come up in the conversation there. Based on his age, based on the potential upside seen by whomever around the league, and so a 1-1 equals 2 in that regard. So I'm just, like I said, I don't need to trade Rasmus Ristolainen. But again, what's their priority? How do they go about fixing the areas that need to be fixed on this team? So.
Yeah, Brian Duff, Sabres host on MSG, is our guest here in the Sports Bar. Brian, prior to the draft, we talked to Randy Sexton, Amherst GM, assistant Sabres GM, who said yes, the Sabres would love here in this upcoming period to get a top six forward.
We certainly will be looking for a top six forward in free agency, without a doubt. We had our pro scouts in about 10 days ago, spent a week with them, went through the list, and feel that we're very well prepared on that front. And from a goalie perspective, we're still working to sort that out. We don't have all the answers yet.
That's Randy Sexton on with us last week. Brian, rather than speculate on who those names might be, is that getting a top six forward, is that easier said than done, in your opinion? And what are your thoughts on Victor Olofsson? Did he show you enough to be one of those guys to warrant a full-time look as a top six forward in Buffalo next year?
Well, I think, again, that's, you know, he's in town for development camp this week, which is maybe a little bit more of a formality for someone like Victor, who's been through this process before. I am expecting him to earn that look this fall with the Sabres. I think he did everything he possibly could last year with the Amherst, and you know, I really think that depending on what else they add in the top six, it'll only make life that much easier for a player like Olofsson to have that much more potential in the way of a skilled line mate to help that doesn't have to be named Jack Eichel. Like right now, you probably feel like for anybody to have success, they got to play on Jack's line. The hope has to be, based on what Randy Sexton said, is that they alleviate that problem by being able to spread out and thus maximize even more potential from some of the wing positions. So I fully expect Olofsson to you know, come in ready, and I don't think he disappointed at all in his limited sample size at the NHL level, and I'm really optimistic. The most interesting name at development camp, not that you asked, this week would be an earlier offseason free agent signing in Arttu Ruotsalainen, who played for the Skari Laaksonen over in Finland this year, did particularly well, diminutive forward at 5'8". You know, again, potential to play center or wing. Is he a top nine guy? Potentially, is he just going to crack the top 12? But even in that regard, does he upgrade the skill level, which has been lacking, especially in the bottom six? So, you know, he's a guy that, while this is not an evaluation camp, I'm intrigued just to see what type of skill set this young forward has, and then wait anxiously for prospect challenge and training camp in the fall. Because I think when you're looking at actual players at this development camp who haven't been in the system, like Olofsson and Asplund have shown before, you look at top pick this year in Dylan Cousins, and I think you look at Ruotsalainen as well, just as you know, names to really keep an eye on.
Brian, we got our hands on the schedule today, and none of us are wishing our summer away, but, you know, we're hockey fans, and we see the schedule come out, and we get fired up for the upcoming season. Did you have any initial thoughts on today's schedule release for the Buffalo Sabres?
9 out of 10 at home from the end of January to the middle of February. So that comes on the heels of a 9-day layoff that ties in with the All-Star break and their bye week. Here's hoping that they are not only a good home team, but a good home team overall at that point, and that at that time of year, when you should be as well rested as you will be for the rest of the year, that you take advantage of 9 of 10 in your own arena. It's daunting from a fan standpoint. That's a lot of nights out downtown at a cold time of year, but if the team is hot, the building will resemble what it did in November of this past season.
Brian, we know we got the camp coming up here this week and the 50th anniversary coming up. What are some of the things you're working on that we can look forward to?
Well, hopefully a trip to Whitehorse, Yukon. But that has not been expressly discussed at this point in time. But obviously an awful lot of terrific features of that, you know, ilk, whether it be on blue and gold or just historical vignettes. And it really feels like an incredibly fun and active off-season from the moment last year ended to, you know, what we can't wait to get into at the start of October. It's an enjoyable time for me just because I've always been such a fan of the team and its history. And, you know, with my age almost mirroring that of the team, it's nice to indulge in a lot of the stories and stats that I, you know, first enjoyed as a youngster, and kind of get the opportunity to reconnect with some of the alumni, relive those memorable moments in team history, and really just, again, celebrate 50 years for the franchise. And so, you know, I'm kind of in my glory. It's a really, you know, the alumni that we know that have stayed in the Rochester area, the Western New York, Buffalo area, they stay here for a reason. They love their time with the team. They love the community. And I think you kind of get a great opportunity to relive all of that through anniversaries and situations like this. So it's been enjoyable already. And then seeing the finished product come to life in the fall is going to be that much more rewarding.
Sabres Development Camp this week. Brian Duff, your Sabres host on MSG, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. You're always so gracious with your time, Brian. We really appreciate you carving out some for us this afternoon here in Rochester, and look forward to talking to you again soon. Enjoy your summer.
We'll see you at FanFest.
You got it.
Yeah.
Brian Duff, Sabres host on MSG, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Yeah, 5K at that FanFest, Danger.
5K?
5K. You're a 5K hero. I'm a 5K hero.
Are we dad running in the 5K?
I think so.
We struggle to maintain that 10-minute per mile pace, just kind of sauntering along, just trying, just mustering up every ounce of courage and energy and strength that we have.
Well, you got to understand, you have to break 30, but if 5K is 3.1, so it ain't 10K. That's a 9.38. Yeah. That's a 9.38 pace you got to keep
up. I'm not worried about the 5K. I can rip out a 5K easily under 30. It's the longer distances that I've got my sights on now that are giving me just a tinge of anxiety, like, oh God. But yeah, 5K, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. I'm in. Wow, that was fun. Brian Duff, always great in the Sports Bar, one of our regulars. You can see him on MSG during Sabres season. He is your Sabres host on MSG. And if you came in later, if you missed any of that, we'll have it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com and through the radio.com app. So look, Brian's, you know, like the rest of us, anything that you hear right now is speculation. What are the Sabres going to do with Rasmus Ristolainen? Don't know. Oh, Joe Pavelski would be great. Don't know. What are you willing to spend on Joe Pavelski? Who else is out there? It's way too soon in the process of this offseason.
He kind of laughed at us with that question in regards to what are the chances that Dylan Cousins would be given a shot, and like, how do we even know how this roster would look? Yeah. But I think if everything is in line here, then Cousins would have to wow people beyond belief in order to not start the season in junior, right? He's 18. He's never played at this level. And some others have done it, Tyler Myers, for example, but
Myers had something different.
Yeah.
It's called size. And Cousins, I think, still needs a little bit of seasoning. I just from the measurables, I'll just say it that way. I mean, when you see a guy like Jack Hughes, you know, all these guys, he called them diminutive. He's right. I mean, these guys, they're kids. They're 18. You know, not every 18-year-old is built like Tyler Myers was built. Rasmus Dahlin, you know, could make an impact day one.
That's what we got to keep in mind. Rasmus Dahlin, my gosh, we're talking, what, 2 years from now? He's just turning 21?
Yeah.
2 years from now.
Yeah. A lot to be encouraged about. So, yes, that was Brian Duff. And we'll get that on demand for you. You can listen to that again, or if you missed it, check it out at your leisure, ESPNRochester.com, or search out the Sports Bar on the radio.com app. Up next in the Sports Bar, some takes on tap. It's a game we play called I'll Drink to That in the Sports Bar.
I have a take on our guest's movie. We have Corbin Burnson coming up at 5 o'clock. I'm going to tell you one character that I think in that movie, Major League, that I would call groundbreaking if you compare it to anything else. And by the way, revisiting the training camp story about the Buffalo Bills and how it's dwindling, they brought this up today on One Bills Live. take a look around the league here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a Bills thing here. I'll tell you where I think camp will be around the league here coming up within a few years.
I've got a take that you can file under glad the Bills don't have these kind of problems. And my non-sports take. I'm going to tell you the worst day of the week. Not Monday. We'll get into that.
Not Monday.
No, not Monday. All right. I'll drink to that is on the way next. Takes in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.